Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives, from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Now, here's your host, Coach Betty.
Well, greetings, everyone. It is Coach Betty live back in Novato, California, which is in Northern California, just about 30 miles north of San Francisco. Beautiful place to live. It is a gorgeous, overcast, and windy day today. And I am really excited about today's show. I'm excited about every show I do, but today I'm excited because you've got yours truly for the entire hour, and I'm going to get into telling you exactly what this next hour is going to hold in just a minute. So, as you heard in the intro to this show, Coach Betty Live is about natural healing. You know, my mission in life, and I am so committed to it, is to help us find ways to tap into our inner healing powers. You know, we hear it all the time. We all know that it's available to us. And I've got a special blessing to help women to rediscover their inner beauty and sexuality so that they fall in love with themselves every time they look in the mirror. Do you hear how that might actually bring a tremendous amount of healing power and healing juice to our planet, to our happy women? So that's really the word I'm using, and I can thank Dr. Pat for this, is really it's about orgasmic fulfillment, because I'm not only talking about orgasms associated with sex. I have put my head down. I have really studied and worked through what I have been doing with clients for the last 20 years and come up with my process. And it is a very specific 5-step path to more peace, passion, and pleasure, and this idea of orgasmic fulfillment. So what this path will do for you is increase your confidence through your beauty and sexuality. So I can guarantee you, if you talk to a woman and they feel beautiful and sexual, guess what? They have the confidence to do just about anything, make more money, find their mate, get out of traffic tickets. I'm telling you, it is a very powerful place for women to live. It also increases their courage to step out and bring whatever their unique gifts are out into the world. Channel fears into productivity so that, you know, we're human, so those fears will crop up. But feeling beautiful and sexual will help a woman just channel that into making the world a better, more positive place to live. And as I talk about, it is this experience of living what I call an organic and orgasmic life. So that's what this show is about. I am going to be interviewing amazing people in the weeks to come, which is going to help provide some more resources for how we can do this. So you want to keep listening to Coach Betty Live every Tuesday at noon here. If you miss it live, you can always listen to it on CoachBettyLive.com or on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the past archives. You can even download it from the application store right on your iPhone so you don't have to miss an episode. So today's show, as I said, I am going to be outlining in detail why we should be talking about this whole idea about orgasmic fulfillment. And I'm going to be giving you this brief, it's a whole talk in itself, but I'm going to give you a brief little taste of the five-step path that I've developed. And so that you can really see how you are worth it. You are so worthy of living this powerful life, which I'm calling organic and orgasmic. Because this is the bottom line of it. Women, ladies, it's time to be a powerful force in the world in our innate power. So what I'm going to be talking about on today's show is what I mean by organic and orgasmic, why it's important, what it is, what it's not. I'm going to outline this process, and then I'm also very excited because we're opening up the phone lines for your questions. I'm sure you're sitting there kind of ruminating about how this might apply to your life. At least that's what I'm hoping you're doing, and questions can crop up. So there's a couple of different ways that you can ask your questions. You can call in. The number is 1-800-930-2819, and you can come on air and ask your question, or you can just let Chris know, and he will forward that question on to me. If you're not ready to do that, you can also email Chris, and his email is Chris, C-H-R-I-S, at WBLQ.net. That's .net, not .com, but .net. So go ahead and just start the questions coming as they come up for you. And so I am also going to be bringing Chris in on the show. And he's back in Rhode Island, as I've said in the past. We got you covered coast to coast here, because I want to get some of his thoughts on this topic. A male perspective is also incredibly important for us, ladies. We're a powerful force when we understand ourselves, our own beauty and sexuality, and, that's capital A-N-D, and we appreciate men on our planet, too. We need to understand them more and more. And that, combined with our own beauty and sexuality, whoo, look out. There you go, living an organic and orgasmic life right there. So, Chris, hello, good afternoon in Rhode Island.
Yes, it is afternoon here, and I guess I could say good afternoon to you, too, because it would be 10 after 12 where you are.
That's right. We just tipped over into the afternoon. Well, listen, I am curious. You've been listening to my show now for the last month and a half. We've been talking about living an organic and orgasmic life. So tell me what vision you conjure up when you hear me say that.
What vision I conjure up when I hear an orgasmic life?
Organic and orgasmic life, yeah.
Well, I think of natural and exciting.
Ooh, those are two good words. And so, you know, how does that apply to your life? How is your life natural and exciting? Like, how do you do that?
Well, I would say mine is, because I would say 90% of everything I've ever done has always been spontaneous, just like this show today, which is why I think today's show is very exciting, because even though you kind of sort of have a plan, you're also, you know, going with the flow, so to speak. And if you kind of just let things happen naturally, as opposed to trying to rehearse them ahead of time, I think things can be more orgasmic or exciting.
Ooh, that is just so perfect. Because when I talk about what a living an organic and orgasmic life means, the organic part of it is, you're exactly right, it's living in flow. I recently heard this quote from a psychic, Carolyn Casey, who does a radio show out here in California, and she said, magic happens when we're willing to cooperate with everything. And to me, that, and Chris was willing to cooperate with me right now. And I said, you know what? I want to ask you a couple questions on air. And he was just like, you go for it. Didn't even want to know the questions ahead of time. That's like, you get into a magic. You just see what comes out. So that was perfect, Chris.
Well, that's where the orgasmic comes from, because you don't know exactly what you're going to expect. But then after it happens, I think it makes it that much more exciting.
Ooh, yeah, the excitement. And that's where, you know, I call that excitement part, you know, squeezing the juice out of every moment. Every single moment, folks, can be juicy, juicy, juicy if we go with the flow and really allow. That's another really important word. So thank you so much, Chris, for jumping in here. And we're going to bring him back a couple more times in the show to just, again, get what are other people thinking about this? And I'd love to hear what you all are thinking. So, again, that call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. So, you know, sex is certainly one way to experience orgasm. That's the way our bodies really understand what it is. And then you have a reference point for orgasmic fulfillment. So why am I talking about this now, and why is it important? One of the reasons I'm talking about it right now is because last October, a study came out of Indiana University, a survey of sexual health and behavior showing that 65% of women report dissatisfaction. Wow, that is a lot of women. That's over half the women walking around not really satisfied with sex. So, you know, that means they're far from an orgasm. The other reason I'm talking about it right now is because we know more about male and female differences. Luann Brizendine recently, just last year, came out with a book called The Male Brain, and years before that she wrote The Female Brain. Prior to her research, very little had been done on the female brain. But now, knowing those differences, we have some distinctions about how this really might work. The other reason, before I go to break here, I just want to say one more thing. And that is, ladies, if you are not happy sexually and living orgasmically when you're having sex, that is a lot of pent-up energy. John Gray of Mars Venus fame, he talks about a direct correlation between women's satisfaction, fulfillment, and happiness and the planet. So that's why it's important. And when I come back, we're going to keep talking about what it is and what it's not.
Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives, from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Tune in live Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time, to listen to Coach Betty Live. For more information, visit CoachBettyLive.com. That's CoachBettyLive.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness, natural food for pets, where true wellness begins.
Okay, it is Coach Betty live back talking about orgasmic fulfillment. We are going into detail with this whole idea today. I've done a fair amount of research on it. I've actually been immersing myself in it for the last couple of years as I've done these radio shows. And I can tell you that just recently I have narrowed in that this is my blessing and gift to help bring to the world, to help women rediscover this place of inner beauty and sexuality so that you can bring this amazing energy, powerful, powerful feminine energy to the planet. And right before the break, I mentioned John Gray. He was on my radio show in, let's see, it was December 2008, I guess. And no, it was in 2009, December 2009. And he said that the planet is feminine energy, Mother Earth. And the fact that women are unhappy and dissatisfied after he's coached and interviewed thousands of couples, thousands of women. He's written 17 books on this. Now, whether you agree with him or not, you know, I think he's got a fair point here. And his point is that if we're not taking care of women on the planet, we're not taking care of the planet. So, you know, clearly we have lots of issues on our planet today. So why don't we just give it a try? And how about that? The means that I want us to focus on and pay attention to are places that bring pleasure to men and women. The other point that John Gray made on my show, and he was so excited about coming on my show. You should have heard him. Passionate. You can go to CoachBettyLive.com and listen to my past shows, and you can hear his passion. Because he said that when women are happy, guess what? Men are happy too. So, you know, you might have a different opinion about that. Give us a call in if you do. I'm open to everything. The phone number to call in is 1-800-930-2819. Okay, so let me just tell you a little bit about what I mean by orgasmic fulfillment, what it's not and what it is. What it is not about having sex with anyone just for the sake of an orgasm. No, 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 no. I am talking about healthy, loving sex. So I really want to make that point clear. It's also, in my opinion, you know, sometimes when you get into talking about orgasms, people start going to, you know, all these sex toys place. And I know this one woman when I was in Germany, she wanted to take me to this store that had all of these sex toys. And that's not really what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about an inner orgasmic nature. I'm not talking about, you know, crazy stunts you might do to have the most amazing sex possible. I'm talking about loving, healthy feelings that we all have inside of us. You know, I'm not talking of what I call below the line sex talk, and that kind of relates to, you know, the going to the sex stores. I have nothing against them, mind you, but that's not really the core and the crux of my messaging here. There are some philosophies that actually consider sex the lowest form of love, compassion being the highest. So that's what it's not. It's not having sex with anyone. It's not really using sex toys and, you know, being the greatest sex person on the block. What it is it's having loving, healthy sex with a meaningful partner, which sometimes might be you, you yourself and you. It means, as a woman, learning to surrender so that you have the opportunity to feel that orgasmic juiciness. When we are fighting things, when we have our little brains that are constantly working on us, we can't really feel what's happening in our body. When you're in your head, you're probably not in your body. It's very much about self-love, about embracing your own beauty and sexuality. And once the body knows the juiciness, then you can experience this orgasmic fulfillment, get these good, deep, yummy feelings when you're eating a meal, when you're driving in your car, when you're working at things you love. Now, again, I'm not talking about, you know, writhing in orgasm as you're driving down the street, but I'm talking about an inner feeling of fulfillment. That's what I call living the organic and orgasmic life. So, you know, to this end, since I am so focused on women with the direction of also saying women finding their satisfaction and finding those ways to appreciate men, I have a woe baby for you today. And this, if you haven't heard my woe babies, they're little things that I read and hear, and they make me pay attention in new ways. And this one comes from a couple of authors out here in California that I know, Donna Sheehan and Paul Raphael, and they wrote a book called Redefining Seduction, Women Initiating Courtship, Partnership, and Peace. So they have really, in this amazing book they have written, they have found ways to connect women's initiation with peace on the planet. Donna Sheehan has been a peace activist for many, many years. So here's something that they write in their book. These are the redefined seduction truths. Number one, women, not men, should make the first move in courtship. Number two, women's initiative in courtship is not only natural, but essential to the survival of the species. Three, men are in awe of women. Last one, number four, every woman possesses the power to select and seduce her chosen mate.
That's a woe, 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 baby.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. That is, you know, that's, if you look around, actually, I'd be really curious to know how many women actually feel like they live their lives that way. Because my experience and what I'm seeing in the world is that women are very often waiting to be chosen by men. They're waiting by the phone. When is he going to call? Where are we going to go? Ladies, check out this book, Redefining Seduction, and see if it begins to make sense to you, because actually they're evolutionary psychologists and they go all the way back to Darwin and the egg choosing the sperm. I also encourage you to look out in nature. This is a show about natural healing. Look at the animals in nature on, you know, the nature show, or just observe them on your own. Who's going after who? You know, we've got wild turkeys here where I live, and the wild turkeys with their big feathers, you know, they're primping up for the women to be chosen. So what would your life be like if you had this belief that you have the feminine power to choose whatever you want to choose in life? How orgasmic would that be for you? So I want to bring Chris back for a minute. And Chris, how do you feel about this whole idea about women selecting men? And, you know, before you answer, I know, I just want everybody to know he's happily married. And, but, you know, what about a woman actually seducing you? Let's just get real out there with this. What would that be like?
Well, I prefer that the woman makes the first move, because historically I've always been shy. And even though I'm outgoing, I appear to be outgoing and an extrovert with my business and lifestyle, there are two reasons. Number one, because I'm shy. But number two, I don't want to do something. I'm always worried about what the other person's thinking, and I don't want to do something that the woman doesn't want me to do. So that would be the other reason.
So how would it feel if you weren't married, you know, if women started calling you? How would that feel for you as a man?
I would like it.
Yeah. All right. There you have it, ladies. There you have it. You know, he's a one male perspective, but I can tell you that I sat in a classroom of college students, and when we asked that question, how would you like it, guys, if the girls called you, every single one of the guys raised their hands. So we're going to take a short break here. When we come back, I'm going to outline how to actually do this, rediscovering your beauty and sexuality. So stay tuned.
Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives, from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Tune in live Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time, to listen to Coach Betty Live. For more information, visit CoachBettyLive.com. That's CoachBettyLive.com.
You are a wondrous expression of God, Source, Spirit, Universe. How do you let this be fully realized in your everyday physical life? Oriella coaches and teaches people how to awaken their spiritual power. She also releases and replaces what is limiting and holding them back. Her no-nonsense, logical approach allows you to fully and easily understand how you can live life more fully, more abundantly, more powerfully by awakening to your spiritual power. For information, visit awakentoyourspiritualpower.com.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in Wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness, natural food for pets, where true wellness begins.
Okay, it is Coach Betty live back talking about orgasmic fulfillment and the path to get there. So if you have questions, please call in 1-800-930-2819 or email Chris, C-H-R-I-S, at WBLQ.net. So if you've just joined us, this show today is Coach Betty Live with Coach Betty talking about why I have this show titled Living an Organic and Orgasmic Life. And I have been doing some study and immersing myself in research around how to really create a very simple, straightforward path for women to achieve this. And really, it's a rediscovering because it's there. It's there, I promise you. So I have come up with a path called the 5 P's to peace, passion, and pleasure. And this is an hour and a half talk that I'm going to condense into this segment of 12 minutes before we take some of your calls and questions. So just keep that in mind. I'm just going to be touching on each one of these steps today. And to start this out, I just want you to know, you know, I found this path of living an organic and orgasmic life through having a chronic pain condition of rheumatoid arthritis. So I initially resisted my own natural healing powers, and I took a fair amount of medication for 15 years. I took medication and just realized through the process when I became clear that I wanted to get off of all of those drugs that my own natural healing resources were pretty darn powerful. And within that was a place that I needed to rediscover loving myself. We all come into this world loving ourselves as little innocent infants. And then depending on what goes on in your life, various different feelings and emotions do develop. And I've said it on the show before, and I'll say it again. Rheumatoid arthritis, if you look at it only in the body, the fact that your body is attacking itself, it's sort of a place of self-hatred. So I have found how to overcome that and fall in love with myself. So that is how I'm able to help other women do the same thing. So my 5-step path. The first step is pause. Yes, there's no way that we can achieve anything close to fulfillment of any kind if we're on the hamster wheel just constantly pedaling away. And what this looks like in life is when you're running from caring for your kids to caring for your husband to caring for your elderly parents to having no time for yourself. So one of the most effective things that I ask my clients to do is to breathe for 30 seconds. I do this on any call I ever have with a client. It's the first thing we do is stop and breathe. And that's about 10 breaths. And once you do that, you begin to check in with your body. So stop, get off the hamster wheel. That's when it's a reality check. And you can see where you are And then another key piece of that is accepting where you are. Because once you see it and accept it, that's what allows you to then identify what's going on, identify the negative thinking that you might have happening, and also clear it out. So step number one, pause. I told you it was simple, and it really is much simpler than we make it. So you can start right now by stopping, do nothing else but listen to me, and breathe for 30 seconds. Actually, you know what? I'm going to revise that. I want you to wait till the show's over and then get really quiet. Don't have anything playing in your ear. Just stop and breathe and check in with your body. That is the first step to rediscovering your beauty and feeling that inner orgasmic nature. Pause. Step number two, ponder. So this is about evaluating and assessing the reality that you just checked in with. What's working in your life? What's not working? What gives you energy? What zaps your energy? Who makes you feel beautiful? What makes you feel beautiful and sexual? Really assess your satisfaction in all of those areas. So first you pause, breathe for 30 seconds. Second step is to ponder. Evaluate and assess what you see. Who and what makes you feel beautiful and sexual? So you can see, you can start this right away. The third step, plan. Okay, now you've paused, now you're pondering, now you get to plan. This is where you build the words and thoughts to support the orgasmic, fulfilling life. This is where you start to identify your resistances and your self-sabotage, and you strategize around how to deal with that. Creating new possibilities, and guess what? In the process, you actually change your belief system. So it's in this step that we really start to understand that looking in the mirror, you can find your beauty. And so I ask you to go ahead and try it on your own. Sometimes it's hard for women to do this, though. I've had so many clients that just struggle with this, and that's why the pause and the ponder really come first. Because once you check in, and then once you evaluate where you are, you often see a gap, and then you're ready to start planning how you can fill that gap. So standing in front of the mirror, you know, hey, but if you're ready right now, because everybody's in different places, start to look in the mirror, start to look in your eyes and feel your inner and outer beauty. We all are beautiful inside and out. If you get really bold, go ahead and stand in front of a full-length mirror with no clothes on and find the beauty. Find what you love about your body. Okay, so that's step one, two, three. Pause, ponder, plan. Step four, prospect. So this is where you're mining for the gold inside of you. This is where you start to uncover the good juice. You actually see all kinds of things uncover. Your talents and skills that have been untapped, of things that you love to do. All those hopes and dreams that were buried and that you'd forgotten about, they start to rise back up again. And you begin to understand your unique contribution to the planet. And this is where I focus my clients on what you enjoy about men, what you enjoy about the fact that men are on this planet. So that's step four, prospecting. Step five, I call it POP, P-O-P, popping. with your magnificence, popping with your own unique personal path to finding that place of step love, self-love. Step five. And it, you learn to be with you. And this is the orgasmic nature of living. Because when you start to pop with your own magnificence, you start to feel that juice inside of you, that's when you get into the orgasmic nature of living. Okay, so five P's to living an organic and orgasmic life. It's about pausing, pondering, planning, prospecting, and popping. Okay, well, Chris, I'm going to bring you back in because it sounds like somebody came in with an email and a question.
Yes, and this person identifies herself as Charlene from Pawcatuck, Connecticut. And it's a very short email. It says, at the beginning of our marriage, we had sex all the time, which was very fulfilling. Now he is not interested. Should I be suspicious of him cheating?
Ah, there's a relationship question for you. Well, Charlene, thank you for calling in or emailing in that question. And it's a good one, and you're not alone. I'm sure that there are many people out there thinking the same thing. And so here is what I would advise to you. Don't assume anything. Check it out. And be ready for whatever answer comes back in return. But men are sexual beings. I'm going to be just totally out there and frank with you. Chris was telling me on the break about a survey that was done at a college where men, well, a man walked around and asked all the girls whether they would have sex with him that night. All the girls said no. A woman walked around and asked the men if they would have sex with them. Every single man said yes. Men are sexual beings, and I'm not saying that if he's not having sex with you, he's definitely having sex with someone else, but you want to work on getting that part of your relationship back into place because it's really what helps you bond intimately. So thank you again, Charlene. Please keep those questions coming. And the number is 1-800-930-2819 or email Chris, C-H-R-I-S, at WBLQ.net. And we will be back shortly.
Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives, from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Tune in live Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time to listen to Coach Betty Live. For more information, visit CoachBettyLive.com. That's CoachBettyLive.com.
Do you feel energetically bankrupt? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know CRA anticipates a problem and solves it before it occurs and often prevents a disaster waiting to happen? With CRA, we have predictable results before the onset of illness. CRA is an energy assessment of the body's electrical circuits, evaluating the emotional, structural, and nutritional needs of the body. by reinforcing the body with specific nutrition to promote peak performance. CRA detects the results of what the body has been taking in, causing ill health, and gives insight into removing the obstacle to healing and nourishes the body back to health. CRA balances you emotionally, nutritionally, and structurally for you to be the best you can be and gives you a glimpse of a world where aging appears to be slowed indefinitely. With CRA, I will design a program for your specific needs. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Okay, we are back. It's Coach Betty live taking calls and emails on this question of how to live an organic and orgasmic life, how to achieve orgasmic fulfillment through rediscovering your beauty and sexuality. So that is our topic today. This is my expertise, actually, so please call in, email, don't be shy. It's all right. If you're shy, go ahead and just email a question in. But I know you're out there like thinking, what is this really about? How can I apply this to my life? So, and there's no dumb question. Everything is perfect. Whatever is going on in your mind. So I have had, over the course of the last week, a few people email me some questions, and so we're just going to start to take those until we hear from you folks. And so the first one I want to respond to is from Christine out here in Petaluma, California. She writes, I am 56 years old and in menopause and feel like my sexual life is literally drying up. What can I do? Well, thank you, Christine. This, I know there are so many people that feel this way. The first place I want to point you is actually to my process. The five P's. Pause, ponder, and plan. So it's about changing your belief system that because you're in menopause, you're drying up. So you first need to pause and get off the hamster wheel, whatever wheel you might be on. Do a reality check. Assess, when is it? How is it? Who is it that helps me feel beautiful and sexual? And then begin to build words and thoughts around what support who you want to be. And I can almost guarantee you that things will begin to shift. So I also, because I had this question submitted ahead of time, I looked up in Christiane Northrup. She is an MD who's written several books. One of her Bibles about women and their bodies is called Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom. When I myself went into menopause, I looked into her chapter right away just to hear what she had to say about it, because she's an MD, but she's a really open-minded, great, out-of-the-box thinker. And here is what she says about menopause. So, you know, you're getting this from the scientist, Dr. Christiane Northrup, and she writes, many women know menopause by the name change of life. Whatever we call it, no other stage of a woman's life has as much potential for understanding and tapping into a woman's power as this one. No other stage. I mean, I really want you guys to hear that. This is the stage that we can tap into our power. If, that is, a woman is able to negotiate her way through the general cultural negativity surrounding menopause. Now that's what I call a whoa baby.
It's a whoa baby.
That's a whoa baby. You know, this whole idea about women feeling like they are drying up and getting old and useless, instead of it being a time of great wisdom, it's such a fallacy. I mean, I'm not saying that there aren't changes that go on in our body. Our bodies are changing every single day. But as long as we are thinking that the older we get, the drier we get, guess what's going to happen? And I can tell you from my own experience that me, I'm getting juicier as I get older, because I am learning this process of surrendering to my inner orgasmic nature. So there you have it. Thank you so much for that question, Christine. I really, really appreciate it. And so the next question is from Karen in Seattle, Washington. And she asks a very good question too. She says, how does all this apply to homosexuals, to lesbians? Well, Karen, I tell you what, it's same, same. Women are women. We can all live juicy. Women are actually wired for orgasmic juiciness. You know, we have the ability to have what has been termed rolling orgasms. You know, we don't just like, poop, orgasm and let me roll over and go to sleep. You can, when you surrender and feel this inner nature, you know, it can go on. It can go on, and that's when you begin to really create good juice to be used whenever you want to use good juice. So that's the living piece, the organic living. All right, one last question for today comes from Carol in New York, and she emailed in, what if I don't have a partner? Well, I've talked about this in the past, and guess what? Orgasms can be achieved on your own. Masturbation. You know, it's a word I wish we'd get more comfortable with, too. And get this, Carol. Sometimes it's actually helpful to know how you are pleasured first before you get into a relationship. But again, before you can even start down this path, what's important is to stop and breathe. Pause, pause, pause. So let me bring Chris in one more time before the show ends here. And Chris, I'm curious, what's one ingredient in your organic and orgasmic life?
I would say the main ingredient would be that my partner is, I know this sounds crazy, is smiling.
Oh, oh, that is so beautiful. You know, smiling is one of my ingredients too. I ask people to smile at least 10 times a day for no reason at all. Oh, we definitely were a match here. Even though I've never met Chris, we're on opposite coasts. We have an alignment, and there's a reason that we came together. Thank you so much for that one. All right, folks. Well, I hope you enjoyed the show today. It was a little different than my normal shows. Next week, I'm going to get back into interviewing some folks. I've got a couple of really, really interesting people, a lawyer and a therapist who have gotten together, and they actually help people have an orgasmic experience with divorce. They call it Divorce with Care. And then the following week, I've got the president of Sempre Laboratories, Rachel Braun-Sherrill, coming on the show. And so here is a product that is available today. It's called Zestra. It's a natural botanical product that is for women's sexual satisfaction. So you are not going to want to miss that show or next week. Recipe for getting juicy. Pause, ponder, plan, and smile. I hope that you all can find your way there. Please continue to listen. Coach Betty Live on Tuesdays at 12 noon Pacific time, 3 o'clock Eastern time. You can join my Facebook fan page. It's facebook.com/Coach Betty. And if you're ready to take some inspired action, email me, CoachBetty@CoachBettyLive.com. All right, everybody, have an organic and orgasmic week. Till next week, bye-bye.
You've been listening to Coach Betty Live, living an organic and orgasmic life. This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific Time, 3 Eastern, for more of Coach Betty Live. For more information or to listen to archives of the show, visit CoachBettyLive.com.